here with Mr. Scott, as I always say, Abraccio.
Abraccio.
How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. And you, Michael?
I'm doing good.
Good?
Doing good. Thanks for hanging out here in the studio lounge. This is really a lounge.
This
now.
Is a lounge, yeah. Exactly. All we need is a cup of coffee and we can have coffee.
Well, we'll do that tomorrow morning. How about that?
Come
back.
Go.
Come back. Yeah. Return customer. Hey, we're talking about, you made a change in your professional life. And
yeah.
We're talking about that. But before we get into that, how's the conference going for you? Any highlights today?
Conference was great. They were just talking about the Internet of Things, the session they had.
Oh, yeah.
Internet
Jim
devices
Stickley?
Over
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That yeah.
got me thinking about all of the little devices that my family brings into the house.
And
now I'm concerned my network's compromised. I don't even know it. So,
I know.
The great thing about Q's is that, you know, the people that are here right now, we have CEOs and all the C-suite teams
mm-hmm.
together learning, listening to the same conversations, you know, and it's great from a supplier perspective because we get to hear what is being they're being educated on,
mm-hmm.
you know, and as I was saying this before, is that we tie that into a lot of the solutions that we're providing to credit
mm-hmm.
union. So it's
mm-hmm.
listening, it's being involved in the industry.
Right,
It really is. Because
right.
then you've got a common talking point with those folks.
Well, and the thing that I like about this conference as well is that it's a very intimate and engaged group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people, you go through the hallways and the sessions, everybody's talking.
Yeah.
And everybody's exchanging ideas and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So it's very, and obviously we all know each other,
mm-hmm.
but it's really cool to hear ideas being transferred back and forth. And this is a nice little hub for that.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Indeed. All right, let's talk about your professional change in your career recently.
Yeah.
And you are now with CTMA Wealth Management. Tell us, what is that?
What is that? Well, after a long career with CUNY Mutual,
mm-hmm.
I decided to make a change.
Okay.
Actually, reconnected with an old business partner of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris Abley and I worked together in the Connecticut Credit Union League Association, running league insurance for years. Then we both came over to CUNY Mutual, and he left about 10 years ago. Left to set up his own financial management shop, wealth management firm.
Okay.
Chris is a CFA.
Mm-hmm.
And he has really done a great job with wealth management for the marketplace that he was in. What we're going to be doing is basically keeping him in there as the wealth manager
mm-hmm.
and looking to help credit unions with asset management.
Okay.
Much like their concern with the rising cost of employee benefits,
mm-hmm.
our total minimum pre-funding packages
mm-hmm.
Help offset those costs. And it really comes down to the investment platform that we're using to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited. This is actually will be it's kind of sort of the national announcement.
Hey!
There you go. Here's some news for everybody.
Scoop.
You got the scoop. You know, we have been really hesitant about going out nationally with this to make sure that we had all our infrastructure set up.
Yeah.
As we were talking about earlier, the website's up now and running. It talks about the credit union marketplace and the industry that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
It also highlights the other two marketplaces that Chris was in prior to getting together with me again to do this. So
okay.
We're very excited about it. 401k, total benefits pre-funding, deferred comp plans, asset management overall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that we are faced with, especially in the industry today, with our executives retiring,
mm-hmm.
is that post-retirement asset management facet.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times the CEOs will get these large payouts.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to help them guide those investments into retirement.
Even post-credit union life?
Post-credit union
really?
Life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I always thought that was a market that we were missing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it's something that we can address now, too.
Yeah, and there's enough, I don't want to say enough, but there's a lot of turnover right now, especially
mm-hmm.
in the C-suite going on
yeah.
and CEO. So
mm-hmm.
there's I would say a nice market out there for
yeah.
this type of thing. So
I think there's
also an attractiveness to when you're coming into the CEO position, like
mm-hmm.
oh, I get this to look forward to as well. So there's an
right.
added value, added benefit. Is
that
kind of on the same line?
That's
there?
Pretty much exactly
okay.
the way we're hoping it plays out.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. Because I mean, there's a massive war for talent out there, as
mm-hmm.
we all know. When especially that's the only bad thing happens when unemployment's really low.
Yes.
It's like, you know,
it becomes very
really,
competitive.
Exactly.
And
you got to offer the things
it,
that'll...
As an employer, you need to put the better offering on the table. So
mm-hmm.
if I've got three opportunities out there, what it really comes down to is the benefit package.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, having a deferred comp plan in place is going to be that deciding factor.
Of course. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
For me to make a move. We also want to make it difficult for somebody to give up that package and take that next job
mm-hmm,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a retention package for existing executives
gotcha.
That are in there. So because, as you said, there's going to be a lot of job openings. people are retiring, mm-hmm. and that opens up, and then you start playing musical chairs. Mm-hmm. We all know enough of the recruiters that are out there, and they know all of these people, and they have, you know, they have their hit list. If this opens up, I'm going to call this person
right.
or that person.
Right.
It's, you know, it's our job in the deferred comp retention area to make sure I put a package in place that's strong enough for you to say no to that next offer mm-hmm. that comes down to the table.
Oh my gosh! I mean, who would have thunk all this type of stuff? You know,
yeah.
pardon my English, my grammar, but yeah. I mean, so this again, I see it as just an added bonus mm-hmm. for somebody to stay in that chair, you know,
right.
for another few years, and then this is what you get to look forward to, a little bit of post-Credit Union Life help.
Well, you know, and I think that's a big part of it. You trusted us enough to help build that asset up for you
mm-hmm.
During your working life, mm-hmm. and now it's being distributed to you, and who better to help you manage it in the long run mm-hmm. Than the guys that put it on the table for you to begin with.
Yeah, and you've obviously been in the industry for a while. You know everybody mm-hmm. and all that type of stuff. You've seen the ups and downs. Where I want to talk to you about trends and things and outlook mm-hmm. for 2019. What do you see happening in this area?
In the investment world or in the credit union marketplace in terms of employee
the talent? The latter half.
Yeah.
Let's get a little bit more specific here because investments, we could go in the directions.
Yeah, and right now the crystal ball is a little cloudy on the investment horizon, but mm-hmm. You know, we look at it as being, it's going to be a changing tide, let's put it that way, in the investments. In the credit union space, I think we're still looking at I don't want to say turnover, but mm-hmm. we're going to have more mergers coming down the road in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those small credit unions, it's going to displace some executives that are out there. So that's going to increase the talent pool that's available
right,
to
right.
be picked from.
Right.
We are really working hard to put competitive plans in place
mm-hmm.
That are affordable. You know, these things have legacies to them. They last, and mm-hmm. it can last 20, 30 years, depending mm-hmm. on the age of the executive.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're trying to do is we're trying to match the benefit with the executive.
Mm-hmm.
You get somebody that's in their 40s, when we're looking at somebody who could have 3 or 4 jobs before they get to retirement. So our job is to try to put a plan in place that keeps them there. And how do you do that? Well, you do that with shorter-term retention benefits. You know, I always like to have a conversation with the executive that we're looking to put a plan in place for.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in your life? What are the major milestones that you may be faced with? Do you have children's education? Do you have wedding plans mm-hmm. for your kids? Or what is it? This way, if you tie a benefit like that to one of those milestones,
mm-hmm.
it becomes more meaningful, and it becomes more difficult for that employee to, that executive, to walk away and take something else. So we want to make it difficult for that person to leave, but we also want to put the credit union in a position that they put a package out there that's attractive for other people to come into that credit union.
Right.
You know, so you have, if you've got it in place already for your C-suite and you're bringing somebody else in, that's good, because it's one of the first questions they ask. Do you have a deferred comp plan?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because let's face it, even though they've raised the limits on the 401k to 19,000, that your highly compensated employees aren't going to be able to retire on that.
Right.
So we need
right.
to be able to funnel monies off for them and put them on the side.
Gotcha.
And the non-qualified plan helps. I mean, you put a B plan in place too, but that's got its limitations.
Mm-hmm.
These are the only real way to get the executives the benefits that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to come down to looking at a holistic picture of what their retirement's going to look like. What am I going to get from my 401k? What am I going to get from my pension if I have a pension? What's Social Security going to give me? Now, how do I fill that gap? And the only way they're going to do it is through a deferred comp
plan. Right. And this is, like, this is security.
Yeah,
for them,
it really
their
is.
Final chapter of their life, you
mm-hmm.
know? So
well, and that gets back to the retention aspect of it. So the younger the executive, the longer we need to keep them engaged until they get to a point in time where then you want to lock them in for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we look at it as two different retention benefits, short-term payouts
mm-hmm.
over a period of time,
mm-hmm.
and then a longer-term payout for retirement time, bringing them to 65 or 62, mm-hmm. whatever the agreed age is.
And I'm assuming the longer tenured they are in a position, the bigger the nest egg is for their retirement, or
it depends on position of the credit union and in a number of different factors.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what it comes down to is the amount of time that they have to save for it.
Right.
The credit union can put it away.
Right.
Because these are they can become very expensive. You know, you start setting up accruals for payouts that are going to happen. Mm-hmm. You need to offset that somehow.
Gotcha.
You know, and I think really what we try to do is we try to make this benefit is cost efficient and effective for the credit
mm-hmm,
union
mm-hmm.
as you can. So you don't want to load them up on an expense that's going to weigh the credit
right,
union down.
Right.
You know,
make it affordable.
And see, that's the thing. There's a balance there between what we want to offer and what we can afford to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
within the concentrations or the limits of the plan. So you want to put a benefit out there that's attractive, yet it's not going to put the credit union in an expense situation.
Right. Yeah, you're going to just shoot yourself in the foot. Even if you have top talent, you're going to just...
Yeah,
it's not going to bode well.
Losing
for proposition. Either party. So
right.
Very cool. All right, last question. Where can we find out more about... Where can we go to this website?
Scott? Oh, it's CTMA Wealth Manager, CTMAWealth.com.
Okay.
And it's up and running, and it's a great website, very informative, and... You know, we're just happy to be back in the credit union marketplace.
Right on. Yeah, no better place. No better place.
No.
Scott, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
And look forward to seeing you at the next one. And
big scoop, too.
Exact the scoop right here, ladies and gentlemen.